Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Step back, dribble over, done. It's up and good. A three ball for Steph Curry. Subs in now for the Clippers.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
Timmy.
I'm having some wardrobe anxiety because of my partner.
Well, Evan chimed in, too.
Yeah, you guys double-teamed me.
And then Savala just took it, too. But I didn't like the leather.
Let's go to Gino in Vegas.
Oh, LV.
What's up, Gino? How you doing, man?
Good morning, boys. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you.
Steiny, you look good, sir. I don't know what they're talking about. Uncle Guru, you know, he looks good always with his waves. You know, I don't know if he sports the sporting waves or the Murrays. He's always sharp, but I can't lie. I was looking at the stream today. I thought you looked pretty sharp, sir.
Thank you very much,
wow.
Gino. I appreciate that. Really do.
Right on. Hey, so I heard you guys talk a little bit about Quentin earlier. I was working.
Man.
I loved how assertive he played. I think the word that you were looking for, Guru, was moxie and assertiveness. I liked how when Zubac was trying to body him up a bit, he stood his ground.
Yes.
Obviously, we need him to space the floor. He looked great doing that. Jonathan, his point of attack defense this year on all of our opponent's best ball handlers has been amazing. He's taken up some hard tasks, but I think he's done that really well. And my favorite thing about yesterday, I must say, is I thought it was awesome hearing Coach Kerr validate Jonathan's spot in the starting lineup. I'm a huge fan of Jonathan's, probably a little too biased sometimes.
I'm with you.
But it's really good. It's really good to see his hard work, and it's really, really good to see Steve play him, and you know, Jonathan's doing everything he's asked of him, rebounding, playing defense, having great court vision. This year is going to be magical, and it's going to be really fun. 4-1, we won the week. Happy Warriors Wednesday, right?
Yeah, thanks, Gino. Appreciate it.
And I'll say something, Steiny. Two things that stood out to me. Gino said you look fly, but
stop!
You got me thinking about back in the day in the third quarter, as I mentioned, you know, them outscoring in their four wins their opponents in the third. Like, it's too early to say they're there, but just think about what that symbolized and mileage on the odometer that was not being put on by the guys that are supposed to carry the load, like Dre, Steph, and Jimmy at their age, who can really appreciate that. But a lot of times in life, we talk about sports and we watch it thinking these guys are computers and robots. And I think a lot of times, and I'm part of it, we forget feelings, nothing more than feel. Those matter. And I know this is, you know, early on, but for Kerr to give Kuminga that confidence or that stamp of, yeah, for now he's a starter, I'm just saying on the drive home or even in the layup line before the game, Steiny, that's got to be a damn good feeling for a 22-year-old. Well, as opposed to what you've been
4 years, yeah, Kurt,
as opposed to what you hadn't been getting.
Here's what the last caller was talking about. This is Steve Kerr after the game. He brought Horford off the bench and started Post.
This is going to be a pattern for us. I really want to just bring Al off the bench. If he's going to be 20 minutes, 20 to 25 minutes, I'd rather have him come off the bench and be able to close with him if we need to, like we did against Denver. So we'll probably go back and forth between Quentin and BP, you know, for now, just depending on what the center matchup looks like. I thought BP was great. I didn't play him enough in the first half. I think I only got him out there for 9 minutes, and we missed his playmaking. So I gotta do a better job of, you know, doing what we did in the second half, which was finding lineups that, you know, that they could playmake a little bit more.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
What do you make of that?
Because I
hadn't thought of it because the Clippers ran him down and they were leading at half. But Pod's only 9 minutes. You know, it didn't jump off my TV
Didn't even notice.
My point. I mean, but for the coach 20, to notice, that's what matters.
Still got almost 27 minutes.
He got that little step back three going, Steiny.
Yeah.
No. I got to say something that's starting to bother us too strong because it's all good juju right now with the Dubs. If Al Horford is not going to start, which I was lobbying for, and now when he does play, he's going to play 20 minutes or, you know, or less. And I know he was great against Denver and hit that corner three. Steiny, when you're older, I think it's hot to, like, for us to expect him to be automatic like he's been playing and lathered up. I don't like that because the cold and age, I don't like that combo.
So what's the alternative? You can't play him every night.
But you can't start him and divvy that up? He starts seven, play first 5 minutes? Or Horford would want us.
I don't think he cares. I mean, I just don't think Al Horford cares about starting or not. I mean, he came here because he thought this team had a chance.
Yeah, and it does.
Yeah, I just don't think he cares. He doesn't play back-to-backs. So he's going to play 60 to 65 games, and he knows it. And I get the sense a guy like him who's 39 and been in the league forever knows that if he starts when he plays, then Steve's got to make an adjustment every time he doesn't suit up. Mm. So maybe putting Horford makes it that means they've got two starting lineups, one with Green at the five, one with Post at the five. And depending on the matchups, it sounds like that's going to determine who Steve Kerr starts.
Yeah, and if Post is spunky and feeling like he did last night against Zubac, again, I got to be careful. You would think, you know, man, why can't you keep that up more often? You know, we'll see.
I mean, if he'll play a lot of minutes if he defends like that, but the problem is if he's not defending like that, and he's been taken advantage of. Then if he's not making threes, you got to get him out of there.
Portland took advantage of him.
Yeah, let's go to
take advantage of everybody.
Let's go to Scott in Pleasanton. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Doing great, Steiny Goo. Thanks for having me on. I think a couple things that we're missing here is look at the second half. The Warriors held a Clippers team who can score when they needed to 30 points, which means the only points the Warriors needed to win that game is all they had is in the third quarter. They could stop scoring and still win the game. Why were they competitive last year at the beginning of the year? Because they had Melton. They had somebody who could lock down, get stops. They were playing good defense. Once they lost Melton, they couldn't get stops. They couldn't outscore teams because they could not play defense. I think the other point is Kerr's letting him, you know, when you talk about Kuminga, play through his mistakes because his effort, his attitude. Those are the two things that Kerr values. And you see Kuminga this year is very different on the court for those effort and attitude than he had last year. And I think you look at Kerr as a great coach. He looks at this team as a championship team. That's why he's playing 9 to 10 players. He knows this team's success is going to be based on their health, especially as they ramp towards the later part of the year.
Good stuff, man.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, Sada Buzi on the YouTube chat. Shout out to Kerr, Steiny. He's handling the rotations perfectly.
I
got to give him that.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the Clippers, and I'm starting to think that they're actually, and I know that they'd beaten the Warriors seven straight times, But when I look at that team and I see Harden, who has the ball in his hands a lot and dribbles, Kawhi tends to be more of an isolation player. These are the teams I think the Warriors can beat because they have enough smart defenders with their veterans, and then they have enough young defenders who can actually, you know, do stuff against good players who are veteran players. But I do think, like, watching yesterday's game, and you're just seeing Harden have the ball, and he's kind of surveying, and five defensive eyes or, you know, five players are just watching him. Like, teams have never solved the Warriors that way, it feels like. And they're just too solid defensively. Like, I don't think they're great athletically, but I do think their veterans are really smart, and then their young guys play with a lot of effort. And a team that wants to dribble a lot or hold it and have the ball stick, it's just easier to defend,
yeah,
especially
no doubt
for a team like the Warriors.
And I got to give the Warriors defense, and this is everybody in a Warrior uniform yesterday, Stoudy. I don't know, just to that point, I saw tip passes, entry passes, tip blocked, and guys losing the rock on the dribble. Like, the Warriors were active defensively, and I'm talking about everybody, and I think Zubac included. Everything that he took for granted or thought, okay, I'm in my space, I got it, there was a hand reaching, clawing down, loose ball. What about Bogdanovich, Steiny? I like him. Bogey,
he's washed.
He started and didn't even start the second half. That's how bad he was in his 9 minutes.
I have a feeling he is having an unbelievably bad start to the year, Bogdanovich.
Well, he's not supposed to start.
Well, but he's a good player.
Yeah,
was a good player.
Yeah, I always liked
him. Remember, he was on the Hawks team and played a big role on the Hawks team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals just a few years back.
Yeah, he was no Kevin Huerter.
Ah, man. Hey, don't forget about his time in SAC, too.
Who?
Bogey.
He
remember?
Did.
He was classes of nine. He was on the Kings. He could, man.
He never played a game for him, though, did he?
Yeah, he played.
Did he?
Pokey played.
No, something
I think
happened.
He was there a couple years,
there was
man.
A contract issue there. Like,
that might have ended it, but he played.
He signed something, and then the Wizards, or not the Wizards, the Hawks, like, the Hawks swooped in there somehow.
Yeah, but he definitely played for multiple.
On.
He played 3 years in SAC, Donnie. They drafted him 2017, and he left in 2020.
He played 3 years.
Yeah. 70 games.
Well, it was in SAC. How am I supposed to remember that? Oh, boy, Zach. There was another game last night. Oh, you guys.
Well, it's our team.
Ooh. What team?
Philly. Evan and I.
Yeah. Okay.
Edgecombe.
I don't care if you like the team. I don't care about the team.
Oh, okay.
All I know is that NBA.com has its Rookie of the Year ladder, and Edgecombe is number one. He's your Rookie of the Year through five games. Edgecombe.
Where was Flag at?
Who cares? He can't play back-to-back.
Kids so, putting him in the wrong spot.
We've actually done some research because Carter is knee-deep in the gambling world.
Okay, all right. I'm with him.
As far as futures are concerned, okay. Not obviously day-to-day. He said Edgecombe was actually pretty popular.
Even like a month or two ago?
Yeah, there was a lot of murmurs of him for Rookie of the Year. It was not just you.
So Flag had to be the overwhelming favorite, yes. But you're saying Edgecombe was too?
He was definitely up there. There were a lot of murmurs for him.
Ace Bailey! He had to be higher.
What's up with him?
Well, he's playing in Utah.
Utah 2-1.
He's sick.
Hey, 2-1. 2-1 the Jazz.
All right, Carter, I got you.
Yeah.
You're listening. Still, it was just a savvy pick on my part. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and the Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city. Jimmy Butler, you like this team's depth?
You know, me and GP was just talking about that, how deep this team really is. And, you know, we don't have certain guys back yet or in full motion of what they could and will be doing. It's a good thing for us, and it's a scary thing for everybody else.
All right. They
like
he
means everywhere.
Right,
he means every word, no doubt. And I like it. You like it. We all like it. And, again, if you can, my new word, Steiny, continuance, I mean, last year we got to taste – what Jimmy Butler meant to this Warrior team, and we all truly, just keep it 100, Steiny, that's what they say in the streets, we all got robbed of what they truly could do, even beat Minnesota, had Curry held up, but if you give me health, and I'm looking in, over through the league and even the West,
Let me ask you a question.
And the Clippers aren't going anywhere. The Clippers are going to be a factor.
Ask you a question. Yeah. You say the Warriors got robbed.
Oh, my God.
What? Did the Celtics, have the Celtics been robbed more than the Warriors? Haven't the Celtics been robbed more than the Warriors? They lost Tatum for a year and a half. Warriors only lost Curry for a series. See what I'm saying?
But the difference in the guru on the guru computer to that is...
You want Curry to be miss a year?
No, that was a major car crash.
Yeah!
Jason Tatum.
Yes!
Okay?
That's bad luck.
And that's one you can understand like, oh boy, we're screwed. The Curry pull of a hammy of a soft tissue injury that's never happened in his 17-year career, and now he's back balling better than ever. That's one where you just say to the basketball gods, this was a little fender bender in the parking lot.
What was?
Curry's hammy. Did you really have to give it to us? Like, why didn't you just let the series play out with a healthy Curry?
Because he
if all it was going to be was a tweak to have he,
because he couldn't
bender.
Make it through.
But you get what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying, but
they would have beat Minnie, and you know it.
Yeah, okay. You don't know that.
They won.
That's the kind of thing you get mad at me for saying. You do. You say, you don't know that, Steiny.
Well, I've stolen Evan and I. I don't want to be Evan. Like, keep my name out your mouth. I have stolen some vernacular from you, and it's button up.
Well, I noticed something
Minnesota's
else.
Not button up, Steiny, and that's
it's
why.
The first week of the season.
I'm talking about last year. The Warriors are the
team.
Oh,
my God.
If you're not buttoned up, they will expose you just with the way that they play. The principles on
offense. That shouldn't change just because you don't have Curry. If they play a certain style, it should give them trouble. And here's the problem.
The gravity of him is incredible.
And we're going to get off this.
Yeah.
But here you go again. You're saying there's only been one team that's been to the Western Conference Finals the last 2 years, the Timberwolves. Mm. But they're not buttoned up. Okay. Like, okay. All right. I got you. Let's move on.
I was driving home yesterday and took a phone call.
From who?
He'll remain nameless, but he's a Bay Area icon. He gave us some show criticism, constructive criticism. Said
who
we blew it. Stein, he said we didn't give that World Series game enough, that 18-inning game enough run.
All right. Okay, it might have been the greatest.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
It might have been the greatest baseball playoff game in history. Yeah. Well, next to Larson's perfect game, clearly. But
you remember watching that?
That's a three. Hey. No.
Okay. So, yes, it was a great game. It was unbelievable.
It was. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Talk about it.
No,
talk about the game.
But see, that's not fair. Now you're telling me to do it in my... Like, well, that game deserved...
Jays came back and tied.
But there were so many plays.
Okay,
and
talk about them. Go ahead.
Well, Sonny, you would have had to watch the game to have a conversation about
it. I had to stay up till 3.
Dude. No, but he wasn't mad. He was just saying, like, that's... Everywhere he went yesterday, that was the talk of the sports world in his...
It was?
The baseball game. And I kind of got that. But we're the flagship of the Dubs. They had a game. I get it. But I hate disappointing
Freddie
people.
Freeman's pretty clutch, I got to tell you. And boy, Ohtani follows up that unbelievable performance, and then he gets... And what, Vladdy
what's
Jr.
up with Mookie?
Just took him deep.
I feel like Mookie Betts is sick. Like, what's going on with him?
He hasn't had a good year from my
sources
in LA.
He ain't got a home run in the postseason.
You want to get Steiny started? Watch this. Hey, Steiny.
Yeah.
How many people have hit multiple walk-off home runs in the World Series?
Ooh. In the World Series?
Walk-off. I got a name.
Multiple World Series.
I got a name, Evan, when he misses it.
I love this, Evan. Thank you so much. Go ahead. You guess first.
Kirby Puckett. Damn!
He's done it once.
Come on, stop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honey, give us something.
Kirk Gibson.
He's done it once.
I thought he might have done it with the Tigers.
But this is multiple. Who could it be? Somebody that's always been there.
So it can't be Vlad from, he didn't do it yesterday. Never mind. Freddie Freeman.
Look at Steiner.
God, that's right.
That's
but the
bad.
Point was, Reggie Jackson hasn't done that.
Yeah, got you.
There's only one person.
But he did in a closeout game.
Reggie hit three in one game. So did Pablo.
Come please.
He hit two off Verlander.
Reggie did it in like an elimination game.
Okay, God. Like, I just...
He did it in game six.
Joe Carter did it in game seven.
Exactly.
Joe Carter,
I'm a big Joe Carter fan.
Man, I hadn't seen him around the game.
This is from the 415 on the Boxer and Gershon Work Injury Attorneys text line. This is the Bay. We don't want to talk about the Dodgers winning.
And that sounds like
Let's talk about how far the Giants are from the Dodgers. Can the Giants topple the Dodgers in the next 11 months?
I don't think they're as far as you think they are. And we got the Vitello presser tomorrow, Giants' new manager. Okay. I'll be at a funeral, but I'm excited. Like, you can learn a lot from an introductory press conference.
Yeah, I don't think you can learn anything.
If you've been in the corporate game, you can.
They're all, everything's for show. You're not going to learn anything about
them. You're wrong. Like, they can expose themselves. They can double talk Evan and tell on themselves. That's why I love that stuff. If you're clean, you did it right.
I could make a joke about he's going to have, he might have had tougher media in Tennessee at that university.
Well, there was a radio
host at that.
That said that he doesn't know what he's getting into after he
Remember
left.
That? He said, they're not going to listen to you. Oh, man.
Oh, Josh Ram says, Dodgers are so much better, it's not even close. Go ahead. What would you say to Josh Ram?
I have nothing.
No. Well, you just said they're not as... You just said they're closer than we think.
Well,
can
I
you
did.
Explain?
Yeah. We got Devers. And we, the Bay, got Devers. Adamas.
Oh, by the way, you see your boy yesterday?
My boy.
Oh, God.
Tell me.
He's kind of embarrassing.
Okay, hold on. Just you keep talking. He's kind of embarrassing.
That's a weird assumption.
What? You got to give back to the game. I mean, it's just time to give back to the game.
Michael Jordan. That ain't on him. At least he did that. Why would they lie and oversell what they act like he was going to be Barkley, Ernie, Kenny, Perkins, Bob Myers in the studio, and they're using one in a sit down for the whole season. Miss me. But he was on point about load management.
Oh, boy,
he
said all gutsy statement.
No, seriously, though, that's what you represent.
I know. But
and let's be honest, I got a lot of family stuff and illness and death. That keeps me from the show. So the Thursday bit, I'll let you guys have fun. But if we did the guru analytics, I'm going here. If we did why I'm out, it's real. But my point is, you come from that cloth of Karl Malone, Stockton, Jordan.
Yeah.
He was speaking the real. No, if you're not playing that, well, you're supposed to be thinking about the game 22 hours. They're not doing that now.
He's late to the party.
Well, he didn't have
this
a voice.
This has been a three-year-old issue.
Yeah.
But he didn't have a voice.
A mouth. We got the sound.
Michael Jordan didn't have a voice.
Evan's got the sound.
All right.
You play basketball 2.5 hours a day, 3 hours a day, right? That's your job. That's what you get paid to do as an NBA player. What are you doing the other 21 hours?
Damn.
I mean, to me, that's when you should be preparing for your next day of work or your next challenge. Now, I'm the worst. All right, maybe I'm not one of the guys that you would probably model that. But you should think about that in retrospect of what load management really is. I always felt like the one, it was a sense of pride for the fans that are paying.
Mm.
Two is a sense of, you know, making sure that I stay sharp. You know, I'm not going to lose it. And three, I want our rhythm as a team to always be there. It can disrupt that synergy that's happening.
Wow. And he was not in Atlantic City, Evan. But that's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, to ever do it. So I'm taking it at face value. That's real.
No, he's not wrong.
What's changed, though? And the guys are still getting hurt. Tatum going down. Halliburton. We could keep going. So load manage, is it truly working?
I think it's.
Mike's been that
go,
talk.
I got to go look at,
that
some,
talk.
Look at. You know, yeah. Some players. I mean, I think it worked for the Spurs when they first started it with Duncan and those guys. I was more interested in the middle of that quote where he seemed to say, now don't take my, like, he seemed to be saying, what are you doing the other 22 hours? You should be thinking about the game. Me, like,
I love
but
that.
He also kind of said, but you wouldn't want to follow my lead because, like, he didn't, like, he could be the best without having to kind of pay the price.
Oh, I took that as what, he
you know
always
that part,
did.
I mean?
You
don't we'll have play to it on the other yeah. side.
I took that as don't do him because he's obsessed with it.
We had to edit it a little bit because Tirico chimed in and said, basically, you're one to talk.
The Italian stallion.
Meaning, like, you went out and still played.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. And that's always been something that's fascinated me, actually. We can talk about it on the other side. Keith Smith, Spotrac Sports, and the host of At Front Office Show on YouTube, NBA expert, is joining us at 1 o'clock today. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.